Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Electoral Commission has been criticised for allegedly turning people away from voting in the recent council elections. Residents across Queensland are complaining that long lines and shortages of ballot papers at polling stations prevented them from voting. Attorney General Yvette Dath has pledged an external review. It has not been yet confirmed whether those who failed to vote on Saturday due to the ballot shortage will be met with a fine.
The farming community in Barralaba is reviewing their fight against local mining development after a new coal mine proposal. For over a decade, the town of Barralaba has been disputing plans to develop a coal mine in the region, citing contamination concerns for the Dawson River. Now, Barralaba Coal, owned by American Metals and Coal International, has proposed a new metallurgical coal mine. The company says it's working to minimise the risk of runoff into the river. However, residents are voicing concerns flood modelling is not adequately taking into account the impacts of climate change.
In national news, the government is under pressure to remove the exemption that allows religious schools to expel students and fire teachers over their gender identity or sexuality. The Australian Law Reform Commission reported that whilst religious schools should be able to operate according to their beliefs, it shouldn't be at the expense of student enrolment. Christian Schools Australia criticised the commission as a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief in Australia.
A Victorian man rode 800 kilometres to Canberra in a lawnmower to speak to the Prime Minister about motor neuron disease. Warren Acott departed without any appointment on March 11th, but when he arrived yesterday morning, he had secured a meeting with the PM. Living with the disease himself, Acott wants MND to be added to the National Notifiable Disease Surveillance System, to which Albanese said they would consider.
In international news, for the first time, surgeons in Boston have successfully transplanted a gene-modified pig kidney into a living human patient. The 62-year-old patient, Richard Slayman, is recovering well post-surgery and is expected to be discharged. Doctors believe the pig kidney will function for at least 2 years. Previously, pig hearts have been transplanted into two men, although both died within months. This experiment represents a significant advancement in the use of animal organs in humans, but further studies are needed before it can become a widely available treatment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Sick of carrots?